Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of June, recording at 7:27 p.m. And that's British summer time, a little earlier than I normally record, but plenty to talk about here today. In stock markets, we've had a little bit further easing in the Asian stock markets, somewhat more selling pressure in the European stock markets, as concerns over Southern European sovereign debt increased. The Americas are all down, although Wall Street at the moment is down half of what it was at its lows on the day. And these declines on Wall Street are of less than 1% at the moment. Long-dated government bond prices have been firmer most of the day, but they did ease in the USA recently. The US dollar is mostly a little bit easier. The gold price has been strong. It rebounded to 1248 at one stage. It's currently just under 1246. That's up nearly $9. And the other precious metals are also firmer, not surprisingly. I tell a lie, platinum's down slightly on the day. Industrial metals are firmer in here today. Coffee is particularly strong, once again, and so is sugar. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been a nervous time this week. Remember, we'd had 2 weeks of a rally before this week. We had some quite good solid gains. And then on Monday, we had the downside key day reversals on Wall Street for the S&P and the NASDAQ 100 index. We also had an upside key day reversal for the VIX index. And we had short-term overbought conditions on the stochastics indicators. You can see those in the chart library if you wish to. Now, that has caused a retreat this week. We've seen markets down for the last 4 days in a row, and that's taking the S&P closer to that important recent floor area down near the 1040 level. The S&P as I speak is at 1083, and it needs an upward dynamic to, one, reaffirm support from the current range lows. Otherwise, we will see a downward break through that 1040, and that would signal some additional correction to actually occur. Now, that would make people more bearish generally. My own view is that downside risk is probably limited to a somewhat bigger correction, although not necessarily, but it is also likely to be characterized by further sideways ranging activities. A lot of the stock markets that I monitor, well, we monitor just about all of them, have seen good gains, rallied back to areas of previous resistance. I'm thinking particularly of the Fuller Money themes, such as the Asian emerging markets and also India. And they became overbought up near prior resistance levels, and with Wall Street providing a negative leash, it's hardly surprising if they see some sort of reaction and consolidation. That wouldn't do any additional technical damage, provided that Wall Street does not break beneath that 1040 level. So again, I keep emphasizing Wall Street in these broadcasts, but we saw the lesser rally on Wall Street, and now the leash effect rather is negative. And if Wall Street breaks down, I think we would get sympathy selling or fright selling in other stock markets. That would push Long-dated government bond yields even lower. Today was quite interesting. We saw a downward break in the yields for Japanese government bonds. I'll comment on that tomorrow, and you might want to have a look at that in the chart library. But the deflationary pressures seem to be building there. The deflationary concerns are rising in Europe and now also the USA, and governments are responding with what are inflationary policies for the very longer term. So we don't see much in the way of inflationary pressures in the West, a bit in the UK because of sterling's earlier weakness. But we do see the deflationary pressures of high unemployment, high taxation, slower growth in Europe in particular, but also in the United States as some of the stimulus packages expire. Now, against this background, we can be certain that interest rates are going to remain low. People will worry about a double dip recession, and that perhaps is that concern is a headwind for stock markets at this stage. So seasonally also, we're in a tricky period for equities, so I think we may see more of this for a while. But I'll repeat what I've said nightly in these broadcasts is that I do expect stock markets to be higher by year end, and some of them might be considerably higher. Now, what about gold? Well, from an investment perspective, it remains extremely attractive. And I think that we now pretty well know that gold is a good hedge against deflationary concerns, which keep interest rates low. And it also is a good hedge against inflationary pressures. The only time when gold is not a reasonably good hedge, excuse me, is when short-term interest rates are rising. And that is certainly not the case here today in the West at any rate. We have seen a little bit of upward pressure in the stronger growth economies. Now, gold also had a downside key day reversal on Monday. That is a short-term warning overall, but in terms, in the sense that, you know, we could see gold range near current levels a little bit lower, $50 lower, something like that, is possible. But for those who are holding gold bullion as a long-term investment and part of their portfolio diversification, I think that's a very, very good idea, and I would not be worried about short-term signals that we see in the market here right now that may indicate a little bit of near-term weakness. If we do see that near-term weakness, additional near-term weakness, we haven't seen that much so far, but if we do, that would create another buying opportunity, in my opinion. Now, I've been under a little bit of a time constraint here today, so my copy that's been posted is shorter than I would like it to be, but I'll make sure that I make up for that in tomorrow's comment of the day and also in the audio. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.